This is where wisdom and divination meet grit and tenacity. I invite you to be the ear to share my journey of triumph over shame, guilt, depression, and self-doubt. And to come out the other side victorious in this lifetime. During my midlife awakening, I have discovered so much. One of the recent things that I discovered is we ask the wrong fucking questions. Like, to really difficult life situations that we need fucking answers to. You know, I found myself going in circles for so many years, asking the same questions and somehow believing that if I just dug deeper, thought harder, tried more, did more, that I could find the answer. The answer. How do I get out of poverty? How do I come up? How do I be the best version of myself that I can be? How do I ensure that my children and their children can live a prosperous and free life? How can I be an asset to humanity? You know, those questions. How can I make it? How can I get to success? Those are some examples of my version of success. A home with a porch and a garden. You know, being able to travel. Not a lot. Nothing crazy. But I found myself going in circles for so long, and I realized the question I always asked myself when I'd fail, when some shit would go sideways, when something that I'd been pursuing with all of myself, digging deep, giving more than I really had, just to see it dissipate. I'd always ask myself, okay, once I had my pity party or whatever I was gonna have for myself, my moments of despair in the situation, I'd ask myself, all right, what am I gonna do? And isn't that what we ask ourselves? What am I going to do? And I realized that's the wrong fucking question. I've been doing, you've been doing, we all do all the fucking time. How's that been working? It's the wrong question. It is, what am I able to make? What can I make? Not what will I do. What can I create? Our creations will help us. Our creations give us an exponent. What can I create that is of value? That's the question. And in order to answer that question, though, the difficult part is inventory. You have to know what you have. You actually have to take the time to literally document everything that you have. Notice. You'd be surprised how much of what you have goes unnoticed. Take inventory. Can you imagine what retail businesses would be like if they never took inventory? You don't know what you have. You don't know what's coming in, going out, what you have to work with. You can keep doing and asking yourself, what can I do? What will I do? But I suggest ask yourself, what can I make? And begin to take inventory and take inventory. There's a reason the word invent is at the beginning of inventory. You have to know what you have to know what you can invent. What is in your physical world? What is in your body? Your mind, your spirit, your relationships? What is your inventory? Now, if you're looking for abundance, you're looking for a blessing, guess what? You're going to have to make room for it. Most of us will find that we're crowded. We want more. What can I have? What will I get? But now the possessions have become possessions, haven't they? We don't possess them, they possess us. Oh no, get rid of that shit that doesn't serve you after you do your inventory. Make room for the harvest. Ask yourself, what can I make? What can I invent? Take the inventory, get rid of the bullshit, and create. And your creation will be the answer. Namaste.